November 8th evening, Gurudev.
My dear Mercy of Giriraj, today our first day, Dan Ghati, Dan Nivartan Kunj, Anyor Gaon, Govind Kundan, all these places. And thereafter, the Rasasthali and Raghav Pandit's cave, Surabhi Kund, Airavat Kund, we saw all these places, and then we came back again from Dan Ghati to this place. Some Harikatha was spoken in Govind Kund, in Dan Ghati.
In brief, I want to
English.
Padmanabh Maharaj to speak about Dan Ghati.
Bhagavad Rishi.
Near
Govind Kund, he was performing a yajna. The gopis, groups and groups of them, they brought ghee, yogurt, milk. They were coming, crossing that place. And that place near Dan Ghati, that they wanted to cross this place, Dan Ghati, Krishna said, this is my kingdom here. You have to pay taxes.
The
gopi says, what kind of tax? Is this your property or your father's or grandfather's that I have to pay some taxes here? Krishna said, if my Baba or grandfather, if it is not, it's not their property, but this Vrinda, the presiding queen of this Vrindavan, is my wife. And the queen's property is the property of the husband. Gopi said, we don't believe what you are saying. They call Vrinda over, and then they asked her, have you got married with him? They're asking Vrinda Devi. Never I got married to him. By his own mental concoction, he's saying that I am the husband of all the Braj gopis. And then the gopis started laughing, started clapping. But Krishna said, you have to pay taxes. Have any creeper, any tree, any shrub, have you planted anything amongst all these things growing here? Or have you taken care of them? Have you watered all these things? Or? You never water them. Rather, on the other hand, whatever the grass is there growing in the forest, you are destroying together with your cows and cowherd friends. You are not a king. Krishna is still continuing. No, you have to pay the taxes. Now, on the pretext of this extracting taxes, he is just out of love, he is taking away these some yogurt and milk from them. He took some portions of them. And then at the Govind Kund, what happened? In brief, speak Govind Kund's katha.
Maharaj Chanchal, the history of Govind.
Near Govindakund, there is another place called Anyur Gaon. There is Gauri Kund also is there, in that place. He's asking somebody to speak the history of Gauri Kund. For Surya Puja, she used to go to Surya Kund. She is going to Surya Kund. And there she is having a meeting in a very beautiful pastimes there are performed. Similarly, she makes an excuse in the home for Gauri Pujan or for the worshipping of Parvati. Chandravali also used to come there and with her sakhis, she used to call Krishna in that place and their meeting used to take place. So like this once, Krishna, Chandra, Padma, etc. With all those sakhis, he is performing his pastimes. And there Radhaji, in separation of Krishna, she was burning in separation, she was so distressed, and then she sent Rup Manjari. Just find out, search out where is Krishna, somehow with force, with cheating, somehow bring him here. Rup Manjari went to that place, in that kunj, in that Gauri kunj, kund, and really she saw that amongst all those gopis, Krishna is there, and she is saying to Krishna, you know, there is a big calamity befallen on Braj. Some asur is killing all the cows, the calves. There is a demon. Stop him from killing, otherwise all the calves and cows of this Braj will be finished. So then Krishna is saying to Chandravali, I will just kill this demon and I will come immediately. Do not worry, I will return definitely. Saying this much, with Rup Manjari, he went to Radhaji's kunj. Like this, Rup Manjari cheating Krishna, and she cheated Chandravali and brought him to this Gauri Kund. This is pastime of Gauri Kund in brief. Nearby is Sankarshan Kund. Before that, Gauri Kund, there is the history of this place is, do you know? He's asking. One Maharaj. In Radha Kund, Krishna and Baldev at the time of performing holy, with Sakhas, with the gopis, he is performing his dances and various pastimes of holy eternally. That time, Shankachur, the messenger of Kans, came to that place, and all the gopis, just like one may chase the cows, all the gopis that there were, he began to chase them and forcefully take them away, kidnap them. Then the gopis began to shout, O Krishna Baldev, protect us. That time, Krishna and Baldev, both of them ran towards this place. Krishna said, stay here, you protect all these people. And he started running away from the gopis, leaving the gopis behind. And Krishna said to Baldev, stay here, you just protect the gopis, I will just kill him and come back. Krishna went ahead of the gopis, he killed Shankachur, and on his forehead was a jewel. After killing him, he took out this jewel. Returning, he gave this to Baladevji. Krishna, why he did not give this jewel himself to Radhika? Because all the gopis will be in Maan then. That why he did not give to us? He did not hand it over to us. Krishna said, you are the most dear to me. There is no more as dear to me. All the gopis, he is saying similar talks, similar words to all the gopis. If he will give to one particular gopi, then others will be in Maan. So he gave to Baladevji. Baladevji is Krishna Das, he understands everything. He gave this to he gave this to Dhanishta because she is going and coming to him so often to Radhika, and to Dhanishta he gave this, and Dhanishta gave to Radhika as a gift. So this pastime was performed in this place. Shankachur was killed, the demon, and Baladev ji protected all the gopis, and Krishna killed Shankachur, and this jewel was handed over to Baladev. This is known as Baldev Kund or Shankar Sankar. Nearby also is Anur Gaon. What means Anur Gaon? In brief, Anur Gaon.
I think he will translate.
Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Krishna
grazing the cows, he is playing his flute. Gopis, they are speaking according to their specific moods. These does are very lucky that along with their husbands they go and visit Krishna, and they are begging for love of Krishna with their eyes. Even the demigoddesses, with their husbands in the planes that they are traveling in, they are having darshan of Krishna's pastimes. They are seeing Krishna's roop, they are hearing his flute, and in the husband's laps they are losing consciousness and falling down in their laps. And the calves, the cows, hearing the flute sound of Krishna, they raise their ears up in the air and they're drinking the nectar of Krishna's flute song. And the grass in the mouths of the cows, it just stays there, doesn't go inside, doesn't fall down. And their mouths open, they're just listening to the flute sound. And this calves, hearing the nectarian flute song, they become so enchanted, they close their eyes. And the milk that they were drinking, it just remains right in their throats. They don't throw it out, neither do they swallow it. And the tears are flowing from their eyes. Oh, these living entities who are able to move. It's, but look at the river. Even the sky, these clouds in the sky, look at them. Reading. Look at all this. Krishna is going to graze the cows. The cows. Sometimes they are going that side, sometimes that side, and in sun they are scorching heat, they are standing. They don't feel this heat. Thorns, they don't disturb them. But when it is scorching heat, sun, then Krishna goes. In the sky, these clouds, they cover the sky as an umbrella. He is blackish Shyam, exactly our complexion. He is our Sakha. Let him not be troubled because of this sun. So they, as an umbrella, cover him. As an umbrella, they cover him. And because they are ecstatic in prem, the tears are flowing from their eyes. Means this rain which is falling, the slight rainfall that is there, this is not rainfall. This is the ecstatic symptoms of tears flowing from their eyes. Oh, these clouds are also serving Krishna. We are so unfortunate that we cannot even go in front of Krishna. If the husband will understand, they will even turn out of our homes. And look at the clouds in so free, carefree manner. Wherever Krishna is going, they follow him. And like an umbrella, they serve him. reading. Now the gopis' patience, whatever was left, that is also now. They cannot tolerate. They are so much love is increasing in their heart. They are so much eager to meet Krishna that actually they, what they are speaking about the moods in Yamuna, actually it is their own moods. Now whatever they were speaking, they were hiding the, all the meanings of their inner hearts, but now more openly their moods are coming out in these words. O Sakhis, the animals and birds are moving entities, or even these inert, this river which is with its very beautiful long arms, it is taking the lotus flowers in its arms, in its hands, and offering to Krishna's lotus feet. The Krishna's lotus feet are as if they are covered by the lotus flowers that they are offering. These bees, these are not bumblebees. By hearing the flute sound of Krishna, this flow of Yamuna river, it is turned backwards now. It is flowing in the opposite direction. And which, now how will it move? It is just like a whirlpool, it is just going round and round and round. These are all moods of Srila Sanatana Goswami is describing. By external vision, Manasi Ganga, etc., they are all like inert. But Yamuna cannot be called as inert, or Giriraj cannot be considered to be non-living. The worshipable deity of Yamuna is Vishakha. That is why she it is not that she is non-living. That's why some Sakhi is speaking, just like earlier words, she is speaking again. Yamuna, Mansi Ganga, etc. rivers, especially the topmost beloved of Krishna, Kalindi, all the rivers, you understand that they are speaking them to be river, but you understand that Saraswati have disappeared, but Manasi Ganga is there. This Manasi Ganga, it was not a pond like today, it was a stream of Ganga flowing from here. That is why all these rivers, amongst all these rivers, Kalindi, they are speaking about Kalindi's emotions, moods, that when the beautiful flute song of Krishna, when they hear, hearing these songs, when it enters the ears, into their hearts through their ears, then that very second, so much prem or lust is increasing, calm is increasing in their heart, so much eager they are to meet Krishna, that these waves, they become like whirlpools. Especially here, when Krishna has come near, the Yamuna river, it is reaching with its waves nearer and nearer to Krishna's lotus feet, and reaching near, now even now she is reached up to Krishna's chest, because she is embracing Krishna. But Krishna, aptakam, satisfied in the self, he ignored Yamuna, and Yamunaji became embarrassed and came back again to its banks. And now with its waves, it is taking this lotus flower. Now she cannot embrace him on the chest, but these lotus flowers are offered at his lotus feet by the arms or the waves of river Yamuna, like this. और
जो लक्ष्मी संपत्ति है,
लक्ष्मी दी वेल्थ,
भौरों की भ्रमर की धारा, भवन की धारा, भौर माने गोला धारा,
मींस दिस वर्ल्ड पूल which is in the when the rivers become over flooded, the waves come in the river, then the water starts flowing in the opposite direction to which it was flowing, but still from the top water is coming. So because of this a whirlpool is formed. So now these whirlpools are actually the emotions of Yamuna river manifest as the whirlpools in the river. Like this, all these rivers with their arms, they are embracing Krishna's lotus feet to pacify, to cool the burning of their hearts. Or when they embrace, then their movement is stopped or they become standstill. And now they only, with their waves, holding the lotus feet of Krishna, they offer at his lotus feet the lotus flowers. And from Kamala has come this word Kamal, lotus flower. Kamala means Lakshmi ji. These gopis are worshipable. Yamuna is the most worshipable. That is why in this world all the rivers, they are worshipable for Lakshmi ji also. Oh, these rivers are Kalindi, etc. These rivers are superior even to Lakshmi ji and other demigoddesses. These rivers, hearing the Mohan Bansi, the Mohan flute of Krishna, they don't go to their husbands, the sea, ocean. They don't go in that direction. The river's husband is known as the sea or the ocean. Now, as if they want to also ignore their, they stop flowing towards their husbands and they are turning their waves or themselves towards Krishna, attracted by him. And with the divine gifts, what are the divine gifts? The lotus flower they offer at his lotus feet. Like this, the glories of rivers have been described. Further, most beautiful poetry is coming further. Performing bhajan, meditate on these pastimes. If it is possible, if you are qualified. Don't let your mind wander there and here. The life is just for 2 days. Very short. I have received a very sad news today. In Vrindavan, there was one disciple of ours. She was sent in Delhi for treatment. She was a nurse in one big hospital in Delhi. For many years she was staying in our ashram in Vrindavan. A very wonderful devotee she was. Her moods were very nice. Never she would leave Braj. And all the parikrams she would always be present. Yet I heard today in the morning. Yesterday I heard the news. Day before yesterday when I was coming, I heard, then Uma Didi told me that she is not feeling very well. She wants to have your darshan. I thought it's something ordinary, maybe sickness. I am also not feeling very well. I will see her later. I will see her. Because she was feeling very sick, she was taken to Delhi, and in Delhi she left her body. That's why all of us will pray for her. We should pray for her that Radha Govindji and our Giriraj ji, may they provide peace to her soul and may she have entrance further into the kingdom of bhajan. We will pray at the lotus feet. You also, I am requesting that you also pray. And I think she left in a very auspicious manner. She didn't trouble very much. And meditating on Vrindavan, meditating on me, in this Kartik month she has left this body. She has gone. That's why Bhagwan will be merciful on her. Today we will finish today. Translation.
Or self-satisfied, he has no need of anyone. Therefore, being embarrassed, And Yamuna falls to his feet and offers flowers to her. And she embraces Krishna's feet by her waves. Thus her kamvek, her desire to serve Krishna, is pacified and she becomes peaceful. Therefore, the river Yamuna is offering her kamalas, or her lotus, to the feet of Krishna. So another meaning of kamala is Lakshmi. Therefore, Lakshmi, the gopis are worshipful even for Lakshmi Devi. Therefore, the Yamuna, or actually the Kalindi, her husband is the ocean. And giving up her ocean, she is running towards her paramour lover, Sri Krishna.
Deva's husband is ocean. Here Yamuna Devi or Kalin Devi, their husband, Visakha Devi, their husband is not ocean. Krishna is their paramour. So they are giving up going ocean, they are coming to Krishna to meet with him.
Therefore we should think of all these things while performing bhajan if we have the qualification. Therefore Buddha said it's a matter of great sadness. Life is very short. So today one very beloved disciple of Srila Gurudev, and she is more than 20 years with Srila Gurudev and performing bhajan there in Sivup Sanat and Gaudiya Math. Guru Mahārāj said, really, outside Vrindavan, she never left anywhere. So before she came from a very good family in Punjab side, and she was even head nurse at St. Stephen's Hospital in Delhi. Even she went to Chicago and was there for many years, but she gave up everything and surrendered everything to the feet of Srila Gurudev. Guru said, really, her service mood and her affectionate. Those devotees in Rupa Sanatana Deva know Vimalini always so affectionate to all the brahmacharis and all the sannyasis. She used to take them to the hospital. If anyone was sick, she would take care of everyone. And Gurudev said always she used to come on our parikramas together. So Gurudev heard the news 2 days ago that Vimalini said that Vimalini was sick. And Gurudev said, oh, it cannot be so serious. I will see her afterwards. So this morning, her family members took her to Delhi and she was weeping, I don't want to leave Vrindavan. She was saying, if anything happens to me, I want to perform my last rites here in Vrindavan. So this morning she left her body. So Gurudev is saying that we are praying, Gurudev is praying, and all devotees should pray at the feet of Sri Gandharva Giridhari and Sri Giriraj Maharaj, that wherever she goes, she may be peaceful and her bhajan may increase in her next destination. Go Premanandi.
Hare Krishna. কালকে আমাদের পরিক্রমা শ্রী হরিদেব, ব্রহ্মকুণ্ড, জগলেশ্বর মহাদেব, বিহারবিন্দ, সপ্তমশ্রী ভজনকুটি, শামকে সময় দীপাবলি, টুমরোর প্রোগ্রাম ভেরি ক্লোজ ফ্রম ইয়ার মর শ্রী হরিদেব, ব্রহ্মকুণ্ড, চক্রেশ্বর মহাদেব, মুখারবিন্দ, ভজনকুটি ও সনাতন গোস্বামী অ্যান্ড ইন ইভিনিং দীপাবলি অ্যান্ড ইফ ইউ টু পরিক্রমা গোবর্ধন বাট নট টেকিং দর্শন অফ হরিদেব দেন পরিক্রমা উইল নট বি কমপ্লিট সো ইউ মাস্ট হ্যাভ টু গো টুমরো And Gurudev has massively given some initiation in Vrindavan. Name will be announced tomorrow in class. And some devotees requested for initiation. They leave in few days. So I am announcing for them, initiation will take place tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Kuch bhakta log, iksha ke liye harinam ki rodo kiya hai, un logo ne jana tahu. Ikal subhye saare 9 baje harinam iksha anushtan hoga. Hare Krishna hai. প্রেমানন্দ প্রভু or tomorrow evening class or tomorrow morning class. So whoever want to participate or no festival, they can donate to Gurudev directly, even also no problem. Kuch bhakta log, sorry, kal parsam Annakut Mahotsav hai, अन्नकूट के लिए कुछ सेवा करना चाहते हैं या चाहती हैं, दूसरे लोग भी ये डायरेक्ट दे सकते हैं या दे सकती हैं, तो सम्मान सब लोग को श्रीपा तीर्थमान जी को और स्वर्णमान जी को मेरे को दे सकते हैं। अन्नकूट के लिए अन्नकूट जन जरा कुछ लिखते चान जरा श्री महाराज हाथे अथवा विमानंद तीर्थमान स्वर्णमान जी मामा को दे पर हरे कृष्ण
अन्नकूट के।